Hey, this is Katie Jeter, and you're listening to the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm joined with Jenny Ebert, the Community Health Educator in Pottawatomie County, Kansas, talking about the fentanyl crisis here in Kansas. Many people still don't realize just how far-reaching this problem has become. Jenny explains that one of the biggest misunderstandings about fentanyl.
Most people misunderstand about the fentanyl crisis is that it's only a problem for people dealing with addiction. And that is one of the most dangerous misconceptions during the fentanyl crisis, because in reality, it's affecting teens and young adults who thought that they were taking a prescription pill of some sort, Xanax, Percocet, Adderall. They're using this just once, and they're passing away from that. The counterfeit pills have made fentanyl, you can't distinguish between the real thing and a counterfeit pill.
Fentanyl is far more dangerous because of its extreme strength and unpredictability. Even a microscopic amount can overwhelm the body before someone realizes what's happening.
So the reason that fentanyl is so dangerous is just the sheer how potent it is. It is one of the most potent, fast-acting opioids. You can't tell that it's there. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. So if you don't know that it's there, you start to have the symptoms and signs from that. And if there's no one there to notice that, then you could find yourself arm's way there. So there's 2 milligrams of fentanyl. That's just a few grains of salt. That would be a lethal dose for most adults.
Recognizing the signs of an overdose can save a life. Jenny says knowing what to look for and how to respond is critical in those first few moments.
So the signs, to know the signs, it may not be an obvious type of signs when somebody is in distress from opioids, whether that's pharmaceutical or the illicit fentanyl. So if the person is unresponsive, if their breathing is shallow and low, or if they've stopped breathing altogether, their skin can be gray tone, pale, pinpoint pupils, a slow heart rate, or no pulse at all. Those are all signs of an emergency opioid distress situation, and minutes matter. And so when anyone comes across a situation like that, the step one is going to be to call 911 to administer naloxone, if you have that there. Start rescue breathing if you are a person that's trained with CPR and those measures, and then just stay there with the person until EMS arrives so you can give them as much information as you can about what has happened.
Education plays one of the most powerful roles in prevention. Jenny believes that open, honest communication is the best way to reach young people and families before tragedy strikes.
The most effective ways is going to be start with courageous conversations and start with the truth and make it clear, make it simple, and make it honest. Youth, young people, they respond best to facts and not a fear-based message. So just the talking points of what this can be, and as far as, just the talking points, when I talk about that, the mixed into the fake pills to be made to look like the prescription pills. Just one pill can take a person, and they likely have no idea that they were ingesting fentanyl.
Jenny says schools and community groups are key partners in preventing overdoses. They're often the first to spot risks and connect families with help.
So the way that the schools and community organizations play a part is when they become involved in the work and they're working together, it is something is prevention at its best, because the kids and other community partners recognize that, and so that is going to be huge when everybody comes together. And again, the education that's honest and ongoing, that's age appropriate, of course, building awareness without the stigma, access to naloxone and knowing how to use naloxone. Anytime we can strengthen families through partnerships, that's going to be huge for our community and schools as well.
And her message to all of us is simple but powerful.
we must continue those open and honest conversations. I can't stress enough about that. We can't just have education without having those opportunities for parents and community members to join conversations, because it has to be the whole component all together there. So honestly, if there's one action that I wish everyone would take, is just continue talking about it. Carry naloxone, of course. Check on your people. You know, awareness and compassion, that alone saves lives. So just being able to check in and check often on people, and yeah, like I said, just continuing those brave conversations on what we can do for one another in the community.
A big thanks to Jenny Ebert for sharing her insights and experiences in addressing the fentanyl crisis here in Kansas. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.